This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Accelerate your day with today's business headlines with Volvo Cars.
8:51 right now, you're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Melissa Idris with Kusu Chuang and Joyce Goh. If you've just joined us, you've just missed the breakfast grill with the Minister of Territories, Khalid Samad. I do want to say you can catch the replay of that at 1 p.m. today, or just listen to the entire conversation on our BFM app. Thank you everyone for sending your questions in. There were so many questions, I couldn't get through them all, but a large part of them had to do with parking, so I hope that was addressed by the minister. There were several issues that I did not realise that were happening around Wilayah Persekutuan, but the minister has assured us that he will be looking into the issue of parking and the contracts under DBKL. One of the many things he's looking at within the first 3 months that he's been in office. All right, guys, let's take a quick look at what's going on in the local business scene. The aviation sector is in focus because passengers will have to pay more to fly Malaysia Airlines. This is after the national carrier reinstated a fuel surcharge on its ticket price. Apparently, they started this on September 18th, and this is specifically for outbound flights.
Yeah, Melissa, you know, the last time they imposed a fuel surcharge for outbound flights, this was in 2013, and it was when it was still operating under the old company, Malaysian Airlines System. And, you know, this recent move is, I guess, in line with the rising fuel prices and consistent with most international carriers.
Yeah, so the price of the surcharge for inbound flights have been increased by between $1 and $12. So, for example, if you're flying to Australia, New Zealand and Europe on Malaysia Airlines, you have to pay if you're flying for...
Wait, so hang on. Is this inbound or outbound? For outbound flights, they've put a fuel surcharge, but they also did that for inbound flights, right? So this was about a month ago.
This was in August. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so they started with incoming passengers to Malaysia, and now they've also introduced, as fuel prices have gone up, to Malaysians flying out of the country. So if you're flying Malaysia Airlines to Australia, New Zealand, or Europe on first class or business, you're going to pay the grand sum of 24 ringgit. Which doesn't sound like quite a lot, but it is still a fuel surcharge. First in 5 years.
Well, to Penangites, it's a lot.
Yes, so. Yeah,
exactly. It can
choice.
Add up.
Then
you know?
Also
it
a lot.
Can. Yeah. But Malaysia domestic, $8 on first class. Economy, $4. So again, I mean, not a lot, but still.
Okay. Right? So fuel surcharge is seen to be, it's a pass-through mechanism to the end consumer, right? Whenever fuel prices have gone up. And looking at fuel prices, it has gone up quite a lot. So about 40% increase in terms of Brent crude oil prices compared to last year. So whether this is a temporary measure, how long it will last has yet to be seen. But is this the case for other full-service airlines regionally as well?
Yeah, Cathay Pacific, of course, Cathay Dragon, their sister carrier. Singapore Airlines have also done that with Scoot, their low-cost units. And I think,
the question is, what about AirAsia?
So I spoke to Tony, I think, a few weeks ago. And
on the breakfast grill, not just over drinks?
Yeah. On the anniversary of BFM's 10th year in existence. And he did reiterate that at that point in time, there was to be no fuel surcharge on AirAsia tickets. I think there's a few reasons. One, of course, is they've got this whole fleet renewal program. So their new aeroplanes are much more fuel efficient than the old ones. It also means, I think, they've also got this no-fuel surcharge policy because they make revenue or they make money from a variety of other streams as well versus, say, a full fare right. carrier they've got to protect their margins.
I'm also guessing perhaps with budget travellers, they're probably more price sensitive.
Much more price sensitive, mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, let's take a quick look at Malindo Air because according to the CEO, they plan to return in the black within the first 3 years. Currently, they have yet to turn a profit. They've logged losses of nearly 1 billion ringgit so far.
Yeah, and for FY 2017, they lost nearly 500 million ringgit. You know, but the airline CEO, Chandra Ramamurthy, he vows to bring the airline to profitability in the next 3 years. He says that, you know, although rising crude oil prices remain a challenge for the sector, you know, they're looking at better economic growth. That's going to boost travel. So it looks like they're going to try to bring that to bring the business back to the black.
Well, it's got no choice but to sweat the assets. I mean, when they first started in Malaysia, it was basically two destinations. I think KL, Penang and KL, KK. Now they've got 57 destinations in 16 countries. They've got to expand their way out of trouble. And I think that's basically what they're doing because every airline is faced with these whammies, right? High oil prices, a rising dollar as well. And basically they earn money essentially in ringgit terms as Malindo or Malaysia, Indonesia. But they also incur costs outside of the country in dollar terms. So where the dollar is versus the ringgit is not a good inverse.
Right.
And they've got to basically add destinations and sweat their assets.
Well, the Labour Department has said Utusan Melayu plans to offer voluntary separation schemes or VSS to all its 1,500 workers. And this is due to Utusan's financial problems and unstable condition. So apparently, Utusan intends to make the VSS payment via installments. So a couple red flags there. First of all, the VSS is being offered to all its staff. And secondly, via installments.
Yeah, and the suggested offer is about 1 month to 1.5 months pay for every year of service. And as Mel mentioned, that's going to be paid in installments. And I think there's an expectation that as many as 20% of staff will accept the offer.
What is fair? Is it fair? Is
1 to 1.5 is actually quite good. Okay. It's quite good. So if you've been a stalwart then, you've been at, say, 20 years, if you retire, if you opt for the VSS, you take it, and you get 1.5 months per year of service, you're going to get 30 months of salary, right? If your last drawn was, say, 5,000 ringgit, then you're going to get 150,000, which is all right, isn't it?
Yeah, but if the installments, I guess they should ask, the staff have to ask installments in what sense, what time frame, what period,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
10 later, 150,000 for like 10 years.
Well, the NUJ, the National Union of Journalists, is saying that this is, you know, this is a red flag for them because Utusan still does not have the funds. And they said that by offering this scheme without providing convincing evidence on where it will obtain the funds is, I think, a problem.
Yeah, that's a good point. And remember, I had a chat with Dr. Wong Sai Wan last year. He predicted that this year there's going to be a lot of job cuts in the media industry. That's quite scary. You see that happening right now. I mean, when will this end?
Well, Berjaya Media, which runs The Sun, has also fallen into the financial distress situation, as has Utusan. And of course, The Edge Weekly spoke to The Star as well, and they spoke to Roy Tan, the COO there. He didn't deny that there would be redundancies going forward. And I think he tried to shift the onus onto the fact that they're going to digital space.
So
they also had job cuts, right?
They also had job cuts.
But coming back to Utusan, the fact that it's been offered to all employees, for me, strikes me as a little strange because usually VSS is targeted, right? Certain divisions that are performing, certain sectors. But to offer it to all and to expect only 20% to take it.
Yeah, that's very, very strange. It's kind of like a total kitchen sinking operation because your staff costs are your number one OPEX, right?
When it comes to media, yeah.
When it comes to media, yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a quick look at how Utusan is doing after the opening bell at Bursa Malaysia. We'll check up on that stock price. But to bring you the opening numbers, we have Lin Mark with the 9 o'clock news bulletin, BFM 89.9.
Fuel your business drive with a Volvo S90 T8 twin engine. So cost efficient, it makes good business sense. Volvo, made by Sweden.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.